Okay, so we're holding Bez Hashem Klal Ches Din Tes. Chavetz Chaim says, V'da'oid Shafilu Levazois Ulechorev Esameisim Gam Kinoser, that the Isur of Lashon Hara applies even if a person has already passed away. Because Ma'apoiskim Diyesh Takona V'cherim Kadmoinim Shol Elohitzi Laz V'shem Ra Lameisim. There's a cherim of Kadmoinim on a person who is Moitzi Laz, who talks about somebody already after he passed away. So it's not so clear to me from the Chavetz Chaim's Lashon. It sounds as if that the din of Lashon Hara, the lav of Lashon Hara, does not apply to a mace, and it's only a din of the Cherem and Kadmoinim, but it could be it's not. It could be that there's a Lashon Hara, the lav even applies on Mesim. He's just saying that in order to be Mechazik, there was actually a Cherem Kadmoinim, in addition to the fact that, of course, people didn't feel the Eser. I'm not sure. And surely if a person says Lashon Hara about a Talmud Chacham after he passed away, so he's chayv nidui. V'yisr shalom mevaza Talmud Chacham hu afilu and mevaza isay ba'atzmai. V'kol shkein she'osu levaza z'divri tarasai. Now it's even if you're mevaza the person, you're saying the person was whatever. He was not neat, he was whatever. Something not nice about the person. But surely if you're mevaza his Torah, and you say he doesn't know what he's talking about, v'chulu, so, you know, surely then there's a, it's a very, it's even a more severe iser, because you're being mevaza the Torah. And then he says, the Chavetz Chaim says, I lefaru we find in Svarim, not like that. He says, a man shenimtsu lefam b'divri ha'goyinim b'dorish lefaneinu, she'echad mekanta l'chaveiro. We do find that sometimes one sefer will write about another sefer, his svara is something that's missing. He says, "Ha'inu rak b'vikuchim shei b'neim b'divrei Torah v'kavanosim ho'yil l'shem shamayim." There, their intent is l'shamayim. V'yishirosh ha'dov v'nei muskim ha'alacha. They saw that it's not accepted as halacha. U'kadei shelo yismcha ho'yilam al zeh v'yetzim michshul mizeh, that they didn't want anybody to rely on this opinion. So therefore, al kein kosu mashkosu, they wrote it. They didn't mean to just chas v'shalom ridicule their friend. So surely that was not their intention. They just wanted to make a point that people should not rely on this opinion because they felt that it's very much not in the normative halacha, as they say. Now we'll talk about in front of who can't one say Lashon Hara. Da. The ain shum chilik b'isa sipur b'enim u'misapur l'anashim acherim kroiva v'yruchayka v'yleishta. The use of Lashon Hara applies even to share it. Now, Zavadi is supposed to share a lot with your wife, but not Lashon Hara. Im loy shehu davar shetzarech l'hoidiyah m'bnei ha-tayelis shetiyah m'zeh al-abot. Unless the reason why you're telling your wife is because it's relative, it's negeya for toelis. And the Chavetz Chaim picks an example from his own lifestyle, and he says, "Kigayim shehi makefes lanoshim roim sheyekosh achkach lo yitzmehem." Notice that you have the little store in Radin, and now the wife is giving credit to people who you know that these people are people that don't pay, and it's just going to be a problem later. And therefore he tells her, don't give credit to these people because these people are not trustworthy. So there it's considered a Lashon Hara toelis. It stops them from stealing and it stops me from losing my money. And so too, that's information that a partner has to share with his other partner. That if there's somebody coming now to do a deal with somebody else, and you know that that person is not trustworthy, so then you have an obligation of l'samar adam reyachad. You can't watch somebody else, especially if it's your partner, and that'll affect you too. And you can't watch that somebody else now should come to a loss.
What about the can you tell your wife why you don't want to go into shidduch with another person, or just say don't do it?
L'chari, there it's not necessary to say. It's not necessary to say, why not? Just say, you know, if I was you, I wouldn't do it. Or like, you know, I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it's too bas. They're ganavim and we're honest. So it's not too bas. But you don't have to say that part. So he says, V'chol chai gavna, shamer b'kedushin, al yikonsu talmidei Rav Meir l'kaim, they should kantronim hein. In other words, like it says, don't let the talmidei Rav Meir come in, because they're here just to make trouble, to disturb our learning. And even if you don't know, you didn't have bad experience yourself, but people talk about that this person is not trustworthy, you're also allowed to warn her. Because again, you're allowed to accept Lashon Hara in order to protect yourself from a loss. So he says, even though you're not allowed to believe that the guy is a ganav, or lemaisa, you're allowed to protect yourself. And therefore, if you heard that this person is not trustworthy, then you can tell your wife, don't give credit to this person, because people say that he's not trustworthy. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what people say. And that's what he says. You can't say to your wife, don't give this guy credit because he's a ganav, for he doesn't pay his dues. I heard that the people say this about that person. I don't know if it's true, but Al Kain Hizuar Rishali Takifu. So be careful, don't give this guy credit. But if not, then there is no difference. Many people unfortunately err. They go home and they tell the wife everything that happened in shul. This guy sat on my seat, and this guy didn't say a nice good Shabbos to me. Oy bashuk, or what happened to me when I went to Labrea Market. V'hine milvad isa lashon hara. Besides that, there's an averi. Not allowed to just, you know, dump on your wife all your problems. Oyd hu marba b'zeh machlekes. L'maisa, you're also, besides the isa of lashon hara, you're making machlekes here. Kehi b'vad titer hasina v'tariv avurzeh employni amanshi b'esai. If you're going to go home and say, this guy, you know, he gave me such a sour face in shul, I tried to say a Shabbos to him, and he gives me that look. So now, this what's the quote, good wife going to do? She'll make sure that the next time that she sees this guy's wife in the store, she'll give him a dirty look. And it's going to cause also that she's going to get into a fight with those people. And then she herself will be mevazit. Al kein hashem in nafshe, the person who wants to protect his life, yishmar es atzmo, he should guard himself ma'oid, exceedingly. That a person should not tell his wife about all the slights that he got during the day. Then he says, v'gam ein chiluk in yudalev b'isura b'enim asipa lefnei hadashm she'enu kreivin shlishu m'sarpa lefnei kreiva. Doesn't make a difference whether you're saying it in front of people who are related to that person. And even one brother about another brother, to say it in front of the father. And even if you're saying it because you want them to give musa to this brother, you should have, you always have to take, even when there's a heter, Chofetz Chaim will tell this many times, even when there's a heter of Toyelis, that you're allowed to say Lashon Hara, it only means if that's your last option, you're allowed to do that. But Avada, you have to try first. Because you can't just run to somebody else and say, give the guy Musa. You have to do it yourself first. Unless you see, you know, this guy is never going to listen to me. Maybe he'll listen to his father, but he'll never listen if I say it, and you mean it, you're just not a wimp, that you're afraid to say it. You're afraid you don't have the guts. But if you really think that it's not going to help, then you're allowed to.